Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock, and you're listening to Raven Radio in downtown, broadcasting from downtown Sitka. And in the studio with us this morning, it's kind of crowded in here, which is always fun, are four parents of and also educators, it just so happens, who are here to talk to our listeners and folks about healthy relationships and how to start the conversations with children that can sometimes be a little dicey. Joining us is Elaine Gustafson, the Youth Development Specialist from...
Sitkins Against Family Violence.
Okay, thank you. Welcome. And Sarah Ferenzi is a parent and an educator. Good morning.
Hi.
And Michael Mahoney, also a parent. And an educator as well. Is that right?
Yep.
And Janine Brooks. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, we got a little bit of mic stuff going on. You can either lean in on that, Janine, so we can hear you guys. So there's a state program that, Elena, you were maybe could give us a little background on that's kind of new and can help maybe get the dialogue going.
Yeah, based off of some surveys and focus groups that with parents across the state last year, realized that parents think that talking about healthy relationships and other issues is really important, but they're really not that comfortable with having these conversations, and they don't often have the conversations. They want resources. From these focus groups, we heard from parents that they want resources to help start the conversations. So out of that, the Talk Now, Talk Often program was created. This right now has a website and conversation cards. It'll have more resources later in the year. And the conversation cards are meant to do that, just that, to get conversations started about healthy relationships. They've got four sections. First, just building trust on having conversations with your kids about their personal thoughts and feelings. Then talking about peer and dating relationships. Then talking about taking action, getting help for yourself or a friend if you need it, and respect. And the last section is on texting, social networking, technology, and being safe in the digital world. Wanted to share this resource mm-hmm. with everybody. These conversation cards are available for free on the Talk Now, Talk Often website, which is TNTOAK.org. And people can also contact SAFE if they want to order some through us.
Okay, great. Thanks for that overview. So as parents, the three of you, maybe we'll start out with Sarah. Have you used the cards, and how do you perceive, what's kind of your idea about the healthy relationship conversations and how to encourage parents to have them?
Yeah, well, I haven't actually used the cards. They're a brand new resource. I just got them this week, actually. But I've looked through them, and I think they're great. It's great because they do have some sort of lower stakes conversation starters, so you can get in the habit of talking to your kids about sort of lower stakes things. And then there's a variety of just conversation starters around all the topics that Elena mentioned. And it's just a nice little resource to have and to practice having conversations with your kids. I mean, one thing we know is that kids actually do want to hear this information from their parents, but they don't want to start the conversations either. And we're the grown-ups. It's our job to do that. And it's really essential. It's really essential for kids to hear it from their parents, because otherwise they're going to hear it on the playground and from the media. And those are not always the best models of healthy relationships.
So, Michael, you mentioned that you have a 14-year-old. Have you started having some of those conversations already?
Yeah, I've had a number of those conversations, and I started when he was 11, and I treated it like I had a boss, and I sat him down and I said, this is my job as a parent, and this is going to be a really awkward conversation, but we're going to do this together. So we started then, and we've had, numerous conversations throughout time talking about, what should you do with your digital presence mm-hmm. and dealing with relationships. And I feel like I kind of know when it's working. When my son approaches me with questions about things, then I say, oh, he feels comfortable enough with me now talking about these things that he wants to ask questions, which is awesome.
So, Janine, you have you had similar experiences that Michael has had around
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I have. And as Michael said, starting early and often is really important. I know that that we do two things to really teach our kids about relationships unintentionally. You know, and one that's really important is modeling in our own relationships. They're watching those. We're the primary teachers of especially little kids. And so you can start with really little kids, you know, showing healthy conflict resolution and model that. And then as they get older, as Mike said, you know, with older elementary kids, really talking deliberately about issues of power and control, and making sure you're feeling happy in a relationship and what that looks like, and you know, and that happens way before you would even do the talk about sex. I think that's just so
important.
Which
is the big looming
That can intimidate parents and kids. And so starting those early conversations is important. And we were just talking earlier about finding ways every day where you're talking with your kids, and it's really hard in our crazy busy world where everyone's got screen time going on all day long. But you know, whether it's driving in a car, talking about everyone's highlight of the day over dinner, or when your kids go into bed and you sit down and spend time with them, really talking about issues and relationships and feeling healthy in them, I think, is important.
It seems that if you were a person who hadn't heretofore been very good at having these conversations, and you're going to now start initiating, and that you're going to get a little pushback there. Any of you encountered any of that, or...?
Yeah, I mean, my daughter's 10, and she already doesn't want to tell us what she does in school and all that kind of stuff. But we just, you know, we find the time, we find the space, whether it's right before bed or, you know, whenever she's feeling a little whatever, we find it. And I think it's hard as a parent to do that. And I think that the SAFE is providing, and ANFSA is providing a lot of resources for that. But I think as parents, we also need to practice. You know, the more we say these things out loud to each other, to ourselves, to our friends, talk about it, the more we can talk about it with our kids too, and just really normalize it for ourselves. And once you start talking about it like it's making a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, kids pick up on that and they ease on it as well. The other piece I think is important is to ensure that your children are supported by other adults who share your values and who you trust. And so that when the time comes that they may not want to talk to you about stuff, they have other people to talk to as well. That network is really essential.
And have you guys worked on developing that in your own? Like, Michael, do you have a network of other people in your children's lives that can kind of help you carry the ball?
Well, I guess one of the biggest things for us is just making sure that we are in contact with the other parents that he spends time with. You know, making sure that when they say they're going to go do something with someone, that we check in to make sure they're actually doing those things. And I think that helps them to understand that we care enough about them, that we want to keep track of them, and that we want to keep them safe. And along with that, you know, is the conversation starters. And I like the questions in the cards, because they're not all just like questions about, you know, healthy relationships. It's these nice little build-up questions that lead you to those conversations. And that's really nice, so that the student, your kids, don't feel like you're, all right, we're going to sit down, we're going to have this talk. It's more of a, at dinner, hey, what do you feel about this?
Yeah, so it's not, they're not feeling, what would you say, ambushed, I guess.
The other thing that's really nice about the cards is that they're open-ended. I think it's really easy for parents when we are nervous to default to lecturing, and that's pretty much never successful.
I lecturing is a word that comes up in our house quite a bit. So, Elena, could you just read like maybe one or two of the cards to sort of give people an idea of what types of things are available there?
Sure. And as I said, you know, the first section is not about any of the more difficult topics. It's really just getting into the habit of having these conversations. So it's looking at questions like, if you could have any superpower, what would it be and why, and what would you do with it? So just getting kids to start realizing, okay, I'm expected to give more than yes or no answers and have a conversation with my parents now. And then getting into the peer and dating relationship section, talking about questions like, how are relationships different in real life than in the media? Which is a really important thing to clarify, is that the media doesn't show us.
Yeah, like, you know, that TV show that you watched last night, how do you feel like that's like our family in any way?
Right. or, you know, is that what a real dating relationship looks like?
Yeah.
And then in the section about taking action, and getting help leads into that with kind of what kind of things do you see happen that make you feel uncomfortable, and then getting into more difficult questions like how do you know if someone is being abused and how would you help a friend mm-hmm. if you found out they were in an abusive situation.
So and it kind of runs the gamut.
Yeah, and the last section on online things, especially focusing on stuff like when do you share your password, which we know is a big problem. 1 in 3 teens have shared a social media or email password with a friend or dating partner. And if they don't know that that can be used in a controlling way, then they'll keep doing it. So,
or even if one sort of knows, mm-hmm. one never believes that it could happen to
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
And yeah. that's one that I saw in there. I was like, oh, I never would have thought of that if I didn't see it on that card.
Yeah. So, again, give us the contact information for the website for the cards and this maybe the safe number to get a hold of you.
Yeah, it's the Talk Now, Talk Often program, and the website is tntoak.org. You can also call SAFE at 747-3370, and we can help order a copy for you or get you connected to the resource.
All right. Well, I told you it would go really fast, and so now we're kind of out of time, but I want to thank you all for coming in this morning, and Elena Gustafson, the Youth Development Specialist with SAFE, Sarah Ferenczi, parent and educator, and what's your educational role?
I'm co-principal at Pacific High School, and I have been a health teacher there for a number of years as well.
Okay. Michael Mahoney, also a parent, and your educational job?
I'm a science teacher and student council advisor at Mount Edgecombe High School.
All right. Janine Brooks is a parent?
Yeah, and school social worker at...